Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Father, I thank you for the people that are listening tonight. Lord, I pray right now, every word delivered comes straight into the hearts of the people, into our hearts, to bring change and transformation and to take us into deeper truths and revelation of your goodness and your kindness, in Jesus' name. I've been praying off and on today and doing a little battling and walking in victory and thanking Jesus for all the goodness that he has provided for us. And as I have been praying for our partners and our friends and the body of Christ and the lost, I have been seeing victory and defeat and confusion and blessings. And what usually happens is when people start to believe God's word, it brings forth change and it brings forth his blessings. And I'm seeing a clash in the spirit that is causing stuff in our hearts to rise up that needs to get dealt with. And it's really, I'm hearing the land of opportunity. And I believe that that is the word for us tonight, the land of opportunity to deal with the issues of our heart and to deal with the things that are causing delay or confusion. And, you know, I believe everyone who is watching this message is born again. But if you're not, right now, I pray that you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And what I mean by that is if you're struggling or walking in fear or not sure what's truth out there, I'm going to ask you to ask Jesus into your heart, and he will speak truth to you. All you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my heart. I'm a sinner. I repent for trying to figure things out or trying to work things out the way that I knew best. I'm asking you to show me your truth. And if you say a prayer or something like that, he will show you his truth. He will find a way to show himself strong to you. And friends, I believe we're in a season of you know, of a great harvest. We're going to see people who were on the fences, who were you know, not so sure. We're going to see people show an interest towards God and what he has. And the great thing about interest is with God, if you show any, if you turn your head slightly, turn your heart slightly towards him, he will show himself strong. He loves to open up people's hearts and bring them into his kingdom. And so as I've been praying and seeing things this week in the spirit, you know, I just feel like I have to say, whose report are you going to believe? You know, when I was getting ready earlier tonight and the Lord said, whose report are you going to believe? And I always think of, you know, when they spied out the land and, you know, Joshua and Caleb, when they spied out the land and brought back a good report, but nobody wanted to believe it. And, you know, I shouldn't say nobody, very few. And the ones that believed were able to walk into the promised land. And, you know, today we live in an age of technology where it's so easy to get a report or an update. And oftentimes, there's so much out there, it may seem hard to know what is truth. And I want to direct you to the Word of God. He's the author of truth. He's the Word made flesh that brought truth. He left us with, he had to go to give us the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth, the Comforter. The Spirit of truth leads and guides us in all truth. Friends, there's a war going on in the spirit realm, and it's manifesting in the natural. And we're in a day and age where we have to know what God is saying. And I've been studying wars in the Bible, and God's got taken me down some really fun paths. And I'm seeing things in a different light or a different filter. I'm filtering through strategies and blueprints from the Word of God to bring forth victory, now for our, for his children, for those that are seeking truth and understanding. And one common theme that I've seen throughout the Word of God is when you are called to battle, or when you are called to any task with God, you're called by him. You know, some people will get on a Facebook page and want to join a cause, and that may be okay, but battles are won in the spirit realm, and battles and strategies are given from God. He is always looking for someone to look to him for truth, for wisdom and direction. And you know, I've been studying some of the books and Old Testament, and you know, everyone went to him and said, "What shall I do?" Or "Shall we proceed?" Or "Shall we wait?" And in the natural, it never looks the way they chose to go. Who would march around the, you know, Jericho for 7 days? Who would do that? You know, you have to know the plans of the Lord, and the Lord takes us through the battle. He takes us through the victory, and the whole time we have the opportunity to show how great he is. Oftentimes in the natural, things look like they're not going to be won, but we have a God who cares so much for us and who has such great plans for us, but he wants to co-labor with us. He wants us to be with him and release the word in season. Oftentimes victories come from times of being sheltered with God, in God. Oftentimes the plan is birthed in us when we're tucked away with him. And we read about, you know, great men of God, great women of God, great people in God who did these great works. But they most, in fact, pretty much everyone I've read, they got it in the secret place. They got it alone with him when it was just him and I, so to speak. And oftentimes it came from worshiping him, just fellowshipping him and spending time at his feet, spending time glorifying him and his name and the works that he did and all the greatness that he has provided for us as believers. And meanwhile, the enemy is trying to pull us out of the will of God. He's trying to tug at our feet, so to speak, to get us to come out of the presence. I want to tell you something. You can house the presence of God. And that is for all of us. That is for every one of us. And it's easy to do in a busy time or in a slow time, but it starts in a time away. You have to get to know him before you can show him. Hallelujah. And he shows himself strong through you. And oftentimes we come out of the secret place smelling of a sweet fragrance or dripping with him. And oftentimes people don't even understand. They'll just know, wow, you know, where were you? Something's different about you. And it's really not about us. It's about Jesus. It's about him, the great I am, who restores our soul and restores us. And I'm picking up in the spirit. There's some people that are listening that are weary. They are confused and they're tired of the situation and the current circumstances. And I want to tell you of a place that you can go. There's a place in God where you can drink of his glory and his goodness. You can drink from his well of joy, and it'll satisfy you. You know, I'm thinking of the Samaritan at the well when Jesus said, "I've got water that you don't know about. If you drink from this water, you'll never thirst again." And she was like, "Tell me about this well, sir." And you know, he did. He told her about it. And I want to tell you that that well is real. It's a place where you can go. You can sit in your chair right now and just close your eyes and just look to God, look to him, and look to your Savior and say, Lord, I want to know that place. Right now, I release you into that place. I command every distraction to be bound right now so that you can touch heaven, so that you can feel the presence of the King, so that you can drink from his goodness and his glory, from his well that never runs dry. And it, what happens is when you spend time in the secret place, it changes you. And it restores you. And it doesn't change you in a way. What it does is it cleans you of the earth. It cleanses you of the debris that we walk through day in and day out. There's a way to abide in his presence that changes your perspective. It brings love for the lost. It brings love for the body of Christ. It brings love for your neighbors. It brings the compassion of God. What happens is when you drink from this well, it you drink and your stuff purges out, and his stuff, you know, like flushes you and it sustains you into his glory. And so I want to tell you about this place, and I want you to go there. And if you can't go there now, go there tonight before you go to bed. Just say, Holy Spirit, show me how to drink from the well. Show me how to live in abundance and peace. You know, Jesus says, my peace I give you, not as the world, but he gives us his peace. And see, we sometimes come cross-referenced with the flesh and the problems and the trials, and we try to bring that in to Jesus in our prayer closet and say, help me, fix me, do all this. But really, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right standing, everything else falls into place. It's kind of like seeds. You seek him first, and you sow your time into him and spending time sitting at his feet and learning about his way, his word, and what he asks, and do what he tells you to do when he tells you to do it. And I'm telling you, blessings just spurt up. They just start to grow inside your heart. And meanwhile, the world still moves on. And people try to discourage you or stop what God is doing in your life. But friends, you can check in and say, is that you, God, or is that the enemy? You know, I don't mean to say this in a disrespectful way, but oftentimes the enemy uses people close to us. He'll hijack our mouth or a spot in our heart where we'll speak out something negative or discouraging in hopes that it will catch in and grow root or just get a hook in to our loved ones. And if you've just had that happen, or maybe you're not aware that's happened, what you do is you just break those words. You break those words, you break those curses that you spoke over people, and you replace it with God's words, blessings. Let me just give you an example. I break every word curse that I spoke over somebody's life. Or if you know the person, you say the name. And Lord, I ask you to bless them. Bless them with every good thing and name some blessings that you'd like to bless them with. And when you start doing that, it'll change the atmosphere in your house. It'll change the atmosphere in your workplace. And oftentimes when we're being challenged with pressures, really it's an opportunity. And we're seeing a lot of this. When there's a pressure on us, some people think it's just the enemy. Some people think it's just our stress load. But could it be what's in our heart being pushed so that it comes up so that we recognize it and go, yikes, or wow, I didn't even know that was in there. And Holy Spirit, what do I do with this? Help me deal with this. You know, just recently I had an issue come up where I had to repent. You know, I had an old false belief system from many, many years ago. And it caused me to, it was like rebellion. And I know rebellion is witchcraft, but it was a spirit of rebellion, a little thread left in me that had to do with authority. And, you know, it caused me to react in ways that were not godly. And when stuff causes us to react in ways that are not godly, there's either a stronghold, a false belief system, or oppression that needs to be dealt with. And so when we see this stuff rise up, those are signals that we need to ask the Holy Spirit, what's up? Why am I doing this? And you may not hear instantly, but if you keep asking him and seek him, he will show you the root cause. He will cause a way for it to come out where you get understanding, and then you can break it off or replace it with God's word. And friends, this season that we're in, we're going to see strange things and strange behaviors. And when I say that, I'm saying really cool stuff in the spirit. We're going to see manifestations of God's signs and wonders that are going to just make our jaws drop in awe of how awesome he is. And we're also going to see strange signs and wonders from people who are, you know, demonic, oppressed, just with wrong thinking, that are going to manifest. And, you know, really, it's the enemy operating out of them. We either have, you know, there's two kingdoms, you know, kingdom of darkness, kingdom of light. There's no neutral kingdom. So if you think you're just living a happy Christian life of neutrality, I want to tell you, you are not occupying. And God's word says, occupy till I come. And it doesn't mean go bash heads in. It means be proactive in what God's saying and speak his word into the earth, which will bring forth change and goodness. Don't think your neighbor's going to do it for you. We all have an assignment. We all are called by God to be voices in and release his blessings into the earth. And, you know, we hear a lot of darkness being released into the earth. And it's important not to focus on the darkness, but focus on God's word. And whose report are you going to believe? And whose report are you going to speak? And when opposition does come and stands its ugly head like a dog with snarly teeth and its hair raised on its back, you have the authority to stand that thing down in the spirit. You don't have to manifest in the flesh. And what I'm seeing is a lot of manifesting in the flesh. I see people rising against people, and, you know, really where there's discord, you know, that's the work of darkness. And so one of the things the enemy's trying to get us to do is engage our flesh, engage with our cause to stop this or stop that. But I want to challenge you to pray first. Go to the Father and ask him what he's saying about this. Because we're going to be surprised at what he's saying about some things. And, you know, this is training ground to help us seek him first before we respond in the natural. And I feel like our boots are being tightened, you know, like we're in the army and our boots are being tightened. And we're going to learn to walk alert and grow closer in discerning of the season and the times. And the enemy is trying to push his agenda and push his season, but it's not God's time. It's too soon, and it's up. You see, God has given us stewardship over the earth. He told us to rule and reign. You know, he told that to Adam and Eve, and there's a great teaching how he did on this, but you know, he released it, and then the enemy stole it, took the rights, and then Jesus redeemed us and said, occupy till I come, here, this is for you, rule and reign. And so God cannot stop the season unless we speak it out. God's word, we have the authority to release his word in season. We have the authority to release his word to change the season, to bring forth balance and order into this world. Now we know the end. We know the book of Revelations, and we don't know how much time we have. None of us know. But I want to tell you something. We're not to sit idle. We're not to sit and worry and fret and wait for the government to feed us. The Word of God should be feeding us. The Word of God is our food. The Word of God is our strength. The Word of God is our source. And the Word of God is our sword. And the Word of God brings change always. And we have many examples in the Word. You know, I'm thinking of, you know, when the axe head fell in, you know, the guy borrowed it. They were, I forget the whole story right now, but they borrowed the axe head and it fell, he lost it. And he went to Elijah or Elisha and said, hey, I borrowed this and I lost it. And, you know, Elijah listened by the Spirit and released the Word, and they got an axe head, which does not float. They were able to get that back. See, we have the authority to listen to the Holy Spirit. We're in the greatest opportunity ever to listen and do what the Spirit says to do. And I feel like there's a challenge being, you know, birthed in our houses just to practice hearing the voice of God, hearing the voice of Holy Spirit, and doing. And I'm sensing there's a little bit of fear. What if I miss it? Friends, practice on the small things. God won't send you into the battlefield without you already knowing Him and relationship in Him. You know, His sheep know His voice. And the voice of a stranger, they don't know. They don't listen to it. And God wants to train you to know His voice and to recognize His voice. And I see there's a lot of change taking place right now in people that are listening and in people. There's just a lot of change taking place. And some of it's good, and some of it, you're looking at it as though it's not good. But I'm going to tell you something. God is bringing the greatest opportunity. It's here for us to get right order in our lives. And I know some people are taking this season very seriously and trying their best to do what the Lord is saying to do. Hallelujah. I bless you, and I encourage you, and I cheer you on, and I know you're going to make it. And for those of you who are bucking the system and trying to justify why things are happening, I want to ask you, are you listening to a spirit of entitlement? Are you feeding a spirit of entitlement? That thing is sneaky, and it wants people to come along and into justification. I'm asking you to break away from that thing, because it'll only bring you into further bondage. The only thing we deserve is nothing but God, okay? Everything is a gift. You know, everything God released for us to have is not by works, it's not by might, it is by His Spirit and the finished work of the cross. And some of you are battling with, well, why is this happening to me? I'm going to challenge you to change your focus and your words and ask the Lord, what shall I be doing? What are you saying about this? Because oftentimes if we're pushing against the wall and we're not seeing breakthrough, we're not hearing, should we have turned right or turned left or pushed through? God will help you get the victory, but He wants to be with you as you cross through. And, you know, some of these things may seem very large to you, but really they're opportunities to grow closer to Him. I know some people that are looking for a vehicle right now. Their car is not running very well, and they're searching online, trying to figure things out. And I'm going to challenge you to sit with the Holy Spirit and ask Him to, first of all, show Him. Ask Him to show you what is going on. And then, what does He have for you? What does He want you to do? Oftentimes, He just wants you to release it to Him so that He can bless you. And other times, He wants you to speak in and call things that are not as though they are, so that it comes forth. See, God's supernatural, and oftentimes we push things through in the natural because that's the way we've always done it. I know there's people that are looking for housing right now, and you feel like there's a block, there's a blockage that, you feel like you're stuck in a place and you're not moving forward. And I just got to say, this message is not for you, Megan. I'm actually seeing somebody else, but my daughter's looking for a house, and I don't want her to think that this is. I know I can see the person. It's a guy. It may be for more than one person, but you're in a situation where you feel like you're stuck in a place, like a holding place, and your past is there's like, I'm seeing like strings attached to your past that you're dragging along, and I actually see the Lord waiting and wanting you to cut that, to walk away from that, and move forth in the promises, believing in God. And I actually see Him. As you move forth, I see the Red Sea parting. I see you walking through the big river, and I don't see the waves coming down, and I don't see, hey, Holly, can you shut that air off so the yes, Zoom sir. Works? I see the waves being held off so that you walk right through, and I actually see what this is doing is it's going to build your faith. It's going to show you, because the enemy's been bombarding your mind with, You're never going to make it. You're never going to do it. I'm going to tell you something. You're a new creation in God, and old things have passed away. And I believe that's a proclamation that you need to start speaking right now. You're a new creation in God, and old things have passed away. Your past does not own you. Your past cannot hold you. And then I'm going to ask you to look in the mirror and see what God says, and see who you are in God. And see the blessings of the Lord come forth through you. I see a great wall falling when you do that. I see walls of disbelief, walls of lies crumble away because you catch a glimpse of Jesus in your eyes. I see you catching a glimpse of the promises of God. And it's life-changing for you, friend. It's life-changing. And I see the word destiny coming forth. Do you have a word?
No, I just...
Hallelujah. I see destiny coming forth. And I just bless that. I bless that challenge. And I say, overcomer, overcome. Walk through. And not by your faith. And faith believing releases the results. It releases the blessings of God. And so I release you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, again, whose report are you going to believe? There's people out there, you're looking at things in the natural, and you're looking, I'm seeing one person looking at your, it looks like a budget, like it looks like it's on an Excel spreadsheet or some type of computer document. You're looking at this, and you're trying to figure out how to make ends meet, and you're struggling. And I see, patch the paper, I'm seeing Jesus. And he's holding his hands and he's going like this, come here. He's got something for you, but you seem to be looking at this in your head. And I hear the words, you're forgetting the promises. And so I release you from, I'm going to release you from trauma because I just heard, I release you from trauma off your head, and I declare breakthrough, and I declare the promises to come forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I see overflow as a result. I see an abundance coming forth. And I actually see creativity, like ideas from God that are opening up right now in people. And I'm hearing the great wealth transfer. And I don't know exactly what that means for you, but I believe that God's not done with us yet. And I believe that we are going to show ourselves strong in this time, that we're going to bring forth the promises, not by our flesh and not by works, but by listening and releasing and doing. So what I mean by that is, what is the Holy Spirit saying? Then you speak it in season, and then you do what he says to do. And when you do that, you're going to see... I'm seeing like, it's hard to give it English words, but I'm actually seeing things being opened, like, stuff being uncovered. And I'm seeing when stuff is opening and the stuff is uncovered, I'm actually seeing it's like jewels and treasures and ideas from God. And so, hallelujah. You know, we like to say, if that's for you, take it. And so right now I take that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, I'm seeing there's some people that are struggling with sickness in your body, and I'm seeing like a root, and I'm seeing worry and fear attached to that. So right now, I break that off you in the name of Jesus, and I release you into the peace of God, the peace of Jesus. Again, visit his well, start to drink from his well, and rest, and get nutrients from heaven. They will change you. They will grow you. They will strengthen you. They will equip you. And faint not. Drink up. Faint not. Drink up. So as I was saying earlier, and that just came on me, I had to release that. But as I was saying earlier, we're going to see things that are manifesting in the earth. And I want to remind you, the enemy counterfeits. The enemy... he tries to cause things to stir or look terrible. But I want to tell you, ask the Holy Spirit, what's God saying? What's God saying right now? Because we're in a season where we have to know what he's saying. And you may think I've been saying this the whole message. I am. Because we have to understand this. We have to start practicing this at greater levels. I'm seeing some old saints that are faithful lovers of Jesus. You know, some of you are tucked away and pressing in and you know, getting those oil vats filled. And some of you are sitting in a chair and you're a little melancholy. I don't know what that word means, but that's the word I heard. And I just want to encourage you to go back in and spend more time and I remember the former days when you used to spend time in his presence for hours upon hours upon hours and all the great stuff that was put in you. It's for the stuff that's coming now. I'm telling you, you know, some of you have been taken out on the sidelines, not in a bad way, but taken out and are resting on the sidelines. And I hear the Lord saying, drink, my friends, drink. Drink, my friends, drink. And so I believe this is an opportunity and a season of time in the season that we're in. You know, there's seasons and seasons, and I believe this is a drinking season. And I'm going to drink the word, and I'm going to drink in his presence. I'm going to drink in his worship. I'm going to drink and saturate myself in him because that's what he's telling me to do. And, you know, here's the great thing. If we listen and obey, we see the blessing. We always see a blessing. If we kick and prick and push away, you know, resistance always brings delay. And I'm thinking of, I'm thinking of grass seed. I'm actually seeing some seed that was planted and I'm seeing great watering. And then I'm seeing some dry grass that, you know, is like a little dry. Get back in and drink. And because God is doing something in his people. And we're going to see all kinds of awesome things. We're going to see people who, you know, are the ones that emptied the trash cans, you know, at church services, and the ones that went and helped their neighbor, brought him a meal, or the ones that gave a ride to the guy that stunk that nobody wanted to give a ride to. We're going to see advancement in the kingdom. And this is an opportunity to be seated in heavenly places and get his plan and release what he's saying to release. And so, you know, I don't want to release this, but I feel like I need to. You know, not everybody that dresses up is of God. You know, what I mean by that is, I'm just seeing like people going into the church services and, you know, they know the church language. They know hallelujah. And they know I'm blessed and highly favored. And they look nice and they may smell nice in the natural. And they may sit next to you in a pew and appear to be having their whole world together. But friends, I'm going to tell you something. What is happening is we're going to see great exposure. And we've been calling for it. We're asking for evil to be exposed. And we're asking for righteousness to come forth. And we'd be foolish to think that we're not going to see it in the church. We're not, you know, if we're asking for evil to be exposed, and we've been asking for this, we've been asking for every work of darkness to be exposed, anything hidden to be exposed, and including in my hearts, you know, we want to be pure and holy. And we're going to see stuff that you may be shocked to see. But if you're in him, you won't be moved by it. So I'm going to just challenge you to continue to discipline your flesh and your emotions and grow yourself strong in the word and spirit so that when things start to pop, you'll know what to speak, you'll know how to handle, and you'll know when to tuck back in or cut off. And so I feel like, you know, I also feel like the Lord is saying some of you have adapted to this season of sheltering, or, you know, as the world, I like to call it sheltering in God, and the world calls it, what do they call it? Social distancing. I think that's funny. Please don't be offended. what I'm saying is, some of you are adapting to the social distancing, and what I mean by that is this is the greatest season ever to tuck away and shelter with God and get your heart right with him and grow in him and study his word. And I know many are doing that, and I'm hearing great testimonies and great breakthroughs and great revelation. And but I want to remind you that all seasons are temporary. Not that the sheltering in God is temporary. That's always optional and always open. But when we come out of this social distancing thing, I want to ask you, did you get what you were supposed to get when you were locked away? You know, oftentimes when we lock away, God puts stuff in us as we pour out to Him, and we use it for the next season or the later season. And I believe that this time right now, the season that we're in, is a great time to pour into Him, and He pours into us. And what we won't usually know now what we're going to use later, but I can tell you from seasons of lock away, some of the most awesome, hardest times I've been in, when I would shelter in and tuck away in Him, when I came out, I'd be like, whew, you know, thank you, Lord, that we made it through that one. And but here's the thing. What happened was later on, what He poured in me, I use now, daily. And I wouldn't have got it if I didn't lock away with Him back then. And so I don't want there to be stunted growth in the body of Christ when He's pouring nutrients and water into us, if we're too busy with the tasks at hand or the projects at hand or the garden or the kids or whatever. Stay connected to the Master. And if He's pruning, let Him prune. If He's watering, let Him water. And just keep abiding in Him. Because friends, you know, the season that we're in is awesome, but it's going to change again. And we have to be ready for the change. And I don't want to give anybody, I don't want to scare anybody, and I don't want to give anybody a false sense of whatever. I just, that's not my nature. But I'm telling you,
Let's say it. Let's just say it.
You know, night comes when no man will work. And, you know, oftentimes I see people go blink, blink. They don't understand that season's coming, friends. We don't know the day or the hour, but we have to work while it's still day. And seek the kingdom first. Seek the King first. When it gets dark, you must be able to see. When the world is dark, you are going to be the shining light. You have to spend time now before it's too late. Now, I'm not trying to scare or freak or any of that, and I'm not into conspiracies, but I'm going to tell you something. Kingdom against kingdom is rising right now. You have a choice to choose Him. But as the pressure of the enemy in this world advances, you have to make sure you're anchored in Him so you can withstand the evil day. You know, Jesus talks when He comes back, will there be people of faith? Will there be? Will there be? And I used to think, yeah, sure. Well, how much pressing does it take for someone to renounce God? I'm praying right now that that day never happens to me, that I will always be in Him and have the grace of God on me. We have to start praying in a way where we're preparing for the future of our walk in Him. You know, this, friends, I want every one of you to make it. And I want your children's children to make it. But we have to start to, we've got to grow. We've got to move and spend more time with Him, in Him, to bring change out of us and into our kids and our grandkids. And, you know, this world is temporary. There is a kingdom. It's the kingdom of God, His realm of glory, which is wonderful and it's perfect. And the enemy is trying to steal, kill, and destroy and get people in bondage. And if you're in bondage, call out to Jesus. Don't call out to the government. Call out to Jesus. He will save you. He will find a way. But He won't do it unless you call out to Him. If you're struggling with depression, call out to Jesus. I'm not saying don't go to counseling, but I'm telling you, He knows everything. He knows your frame. He knows how many hair you have on your head. He knows the destiny He put inside of you. He certainly knows how to get you free. But if you don't call out, you won't get. You know, people that are hungry, when they say feed me, they get food. You know, you can go stand in line at a soup kitchen and get food. You can go to a food pantry and get food. Go to the source. Go to the creator, the maker of everything, and ask him to open you up and heal you and deliver you and set you free. And he will. He will find a way. I've never seen him turn down any of his kids. But what I have seen is his kids justify why they won't do it, why they won't come, or why they can't come. They believe the lies of the enemy. They believe the lies that were spoke over their lives. I'm going to tell you something. Whose report are you going to believe? If God is for you, who can be against you? If God made you in his image, who are you to say you're junk? Or who are you to say that you'll never amount to anything? You need to speak what God's word says over your life. I remember the day, you know, I was told that I was, what do they call that? Slow. I had a learning disability. And I believed those lies. I remember having to go to special classes and the general stuff. And you know, I remember being frustrated trying to learn. And what I found out is I don't learn like the world learns. I learn in a different way. I'm hands-on. And you know, but here's the thing. I had to come out of agreement. I'll never forget the day when someone dared to come against what the world said and said, I think you're believing a lie. You're not dumb. You're not slow. And I remember thinking, really? Could that be? And I remember going to the Holy Spirit and saying, what do you say about this? And he stepped me through. I went back and I broke word curses over my life. I broke all the stuff that people said about me. And I started to believe that I had the mind of Christ. And I started declaring that I have the mind of Christ. And I used to say these declarations over my mind because, friends, some of you know me. I used to do a lot of drugs. And my mind, I'd had a couple concussions. And so I had some problems with my thinking. But I know God's word is bigger than any of that. And I started speaking his word. I took scriptures. And I would say them every day out loud about my mind. And I'm telling you, my mind got healed. My mind got restored. And I found out that I'm brilliant. I am. And I don't say that in pride. I say that because God, I got God's mind. And some of you know, my past. You you see what God has done. And I'm going to tell you this. I remember the day, you know, because it's levels and levels and levels of deliverance and walking in truth. And I remember my mom gave me this box of all my school papers and, you know, report cards and all that. And I read the comments, you know, she's slow, she'll blah, blah, blah. And I, every comment, I broke those words and I blessed the people that spoke those over my life. And I'm telling you, it changed. It changed the dynamics of what the enemy meant to harm me. And I looked at the pattern against my mind. Okay, early on I started doing drugs, destroying my mind. Early on I got hit in the head with a golf club in the backyard, you know, causing problems to my mind. Early on some other things happened, you know, then another concussion and then a hit on the back of my head. And I started thinking, this is attacks from the enemy, you know. And so if there's a pattern in your life, it's usually the enemy if it's a bad pattern. And so I started to look at that and go, you know what? There must be something up. Why is the enemy after my mind? And I'm going to tell you something. He lost that grip, and my mind is restored. And when people say, oh, I'm getting old and I'm losing, not me. I have the mind of Christ. My mind will always be sharp. My mind will always be perfect. In fact, I'll tell you something. You know, in my older days, I did a lot of restoration on old homes and stuff. And one time I had a blood test done and I had high levels of lead in my blood. And I was like, that ain't good. But you know what? The Lord caused me to come across something, and I got all that stuff out of my blood. You know, I'm telling you, if you seek him, he will show you the way. He could do it supernaturally, or he could do it through herbs, or he could do it however he chooses. I don't put him in a box. I don't care how he's going to do it. I just know he will, because I know he's my dad and he cares so much about me and so much for me. So if you're struggling, look at the pattern and believe the enemy is out to destroy you and go to God and get his plan for deliverance and restoration. His word is full of it. And so, hallelujah. I'm just so excited because I really feel like, I feel like, you know, like a roller coaster, like we're going click, 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 click up again. And we're about to go. Woo! And I want you guys to come with. I want you to be on the ride of God. And so drink, drink, drink. Drink in his presence. Drink his peace. And release his peace. Release his peace into the world, into your friends, your neighborhoods. Bless those that persecute you. Bless those that persecute you. And what happens is the enemy loses a hook, loses a hold. And so be careful of what water you're drinking from and do the test. I think they call it a litmus test or however they say it, where, you know, does this cause fear? Does this cause anger? Or does this bring peace and encouragement in life? And so I'm going to challenge you to purify your drinking sources right now in the name of Jesus. Throw some of that stuff out and replace it. You know, some of you are drinking counterfeit. Replace it with truth, with life, and watch what happens. Because when you feed a plant soda pop, it don't grow. But if you feed a plant good water, it'll sprout and grow. So if you're stagnant, what are you drinking? And if you're flourishing, keep on speaking and keep on releasing and keep on drinking and bless those. Bless everyone.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.